Marketing is hard. But I'll tell you a little secret. It doesn't have to be. Let me point something out. You're listening to a podcast right now, and it's great. You love the host. You seek it out and download it. You listen to it while driving, working out, cooking, even going to the bathroom. Podcasts are a pretty close companion. And this is a podcast ad. Did I get your attention? You can reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a pre-produced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience in their favorite podcasts with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com, that's L-I-B-S-Y-N, ads.com today.
Unveiling the last five divine prophecies. In the divine tapestry of time, woven by God's omnipotent hand, there are threads that glisten, signaling wondrous events that are about to unfold. These threads carry within them the sacred prophecies foretold by God in the Bible, which are not merely predictions but divine promises echoing from the voice of Jesus Christ. These promises resonate deeply with the faith of millions of Christians worldwide. As we embark on this journey to explore these prophetic revelations, let us open our hearts with faith and reverence, recognizing that a magnificent divine plan is unfolding before our eyes. 1. The Rapture, a divine reunion. The first prophecy we will explore is the rapture, a momentous event that promises to be the most public and awe-inspiring display of God's power in human history. The rapture, as vividly described in the Bible, particularly in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, is a powerful promise. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Imagine the sky suddenly opening up, radiating with brilliant light as our Savior returns. A resounding command will echo through the heavens, accompanied by the sound of God's trumpet, calling forth a message that cannot be ignored. Believers from every corner of the earth will be lifted up, leaving behind a world that witnesses this divine gathering in awe and wonder. This moment will be a miraculous event, surpassing all human understanding and bringing about profound transformation for all who believe. The rapture is not a secret event, but a grand public manifestation of the love and authority of Jesus Christ. It is the fulfillment of his promise to return for his faithful followers and assurance that he will gather his people to be with him forever. This prophecy highlights the power and glory of Jesus Christ, who promised his disciples of his return. In Matthew 24:31, he himself describes the event, and he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. This divine reunion will be a momentous occasion, characterized by the sudden and dramatic separation of believers and non-believers. It is a profound reminder of the choices we make in our spiritual lives. Those who have lived in faith, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will be caught up to meet him in the air. This event will be the fulfillment of Jesus' promises, a testament to his unwavering love and commitment to his followers. The anticipation of the rapture calls us to remain vigilant and steadfast in our faith, always ready for the Lord's return. It is a call to live a life that is pleasing to God, to walk in his ways, and to keep our hearts and minds focused on his promises. As we await this glorious event, let us be diligent in our faith, encouraging one another, and spreading the gospel to all corners of the earth. The rapture is not just an event to be anticipated with hope and joy, but also a catalyst for living a life that reflects the teachings of Jesus Christ. 2. The revelation of the final Antichrist, a dark tyrant unveiled. The second prophecy we must pay attention to is the revelation of the Antichrist, a mysterious figure who will emerge in the last days. He is the master of deception and the embodiment of evil, who will seize power during a time of tribulation, seeking to unify the world under his tyrannical rule. The Bible describes the Antichrist in various images, portraying him as a beast, a man of lawlessness, and the bringer of destruction. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4, it is written, "Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction, He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Initially, the Antichrist will appear as a charismatic leader, a beacon of hope in a world filled with chaos. His charm and eloquence will deceive many, leading them away from the path of righteousness. However, his true nature will soon be revealed as he blasphemes against God and persecutes his people. This prophecy serves as a strong warning, reminding us to stay rooted in our faith and adhere closely to the teachings of Christ, for the reign of the Antichrist will be a period of unprecedented suffering and tribulation. The rise of the Antichrist will be subtle and unnoticed at first, even by those closest to him. He will emerge from among the common people, gradually gaining power and influence. The prophet Daniel described this vision, portraying the Antichrist as a fourth beast with the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering boastful words, Daniel 7:8. This beast will speak against the Most High, oppress his saints, and attempt to change set times and laws. His reign will last for a time, times and half a time, symbolizing a period of intense persecution and suffering. Although he initially appears as an angel of light, the Antichrist will reveal his true nature through his actions. He will demand worship, setting himself up in God's temple and proclaiming himself to be God. This blasphemous act will deceive many, drawing them into his fold. Revelation 13:5-6 vividly describes this. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God, and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. The Antichrist will become the most tyrannical leader in history, surpassing even Caesar. His reign will be characterized by oppression, persecution, and the killing of God's people. He will use his power to enforce a global economic system, requiring all to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead to buy or sell. This mark, known as the Mark of the Beast, will be a sign of allegiance to the Antichrist, a rejection of God and his authority. However, the reign of the Antichrist is not the end of the story. The Bible assures us that his time is limited and his ultimate defeat is inevitable. The final battle, Armageddon, will witness the downfall of the Antichrist. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, will return in glorious triumph to vanquish this dark tyrant, bringing an end to his reign of terror, as recorded in Revelation 19:20. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The defeat of the Antichrist will affirm the sovereignty of our Lord and the truth of his word. It will be a moment of great triumph for all believers, a testament to the power and glory of Jesus Christ. As we look forward to this prophecy, let us remain steadfast in our faith, always vigilant and discerning, ready to stand firm in the face of deception and persecution. 3. The seal of God and the mark of the beast, a divine distinction. The third prophecy about to be revealed concerns the clear distinction between the seal of God and the mark of the beast. These symbols represent the ongoing battle between good and evil, between divine authority and human corruption. In the book of Revelation, the seal of God is reserved for the faithful, protecting them during the tribulation. Revelation 7:23 emphasizes, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." The seal of God is not just a sign, but a symbol of divine protection and ownership. It distinguishes believers as those chosen by God. It is a profound testament to his love and care for those who remain faithful. The 144,000 sealed servants from the tribes of Israel represent the completeness and perfection in God's divine selection, reflecting his boundless grace. This seal is not a physical mark, but a spiritual insignia, indicating a deep personal commitment to God and his teachings. In stark contrast, the mark of the beast symbolizes allegiance to the Antichrist. Revelation 13, 16-17 warns that it also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This reveals the coercion and control the mark of the beast brings, making the choice between good and evil clearer than ever. This mark is not just a physical symbol, but a declaration of loyalty to evil. It signifies a rejection of God and a choice to follow the corrupt powers of the world. The mark of the beast will become a prerequisite for economic participation, a tool of oppression used by the Antichrist to control and dominate. Those who accept this mark will willingly align themselves with the forces of darkness, turning away from the light of God. The contrast between these two marks highlights a crucial choice that every soul must face. Will we bear the seal of God, standing firm in our faith and receiving His protection? Or will we succumb to the pressures of the world and accept the mark of the beast? This prophecy calls us to examine our hearts and reaffirm our commitment to God, rejecting all forms of evil and deception. The seal of God represents divine authority and protection, a spiritual mark that denotes our faith and obedience to Him. It affirms that we belong to God, that we are under His care and guidance. In contrast, the mark of the beast signifies submission to the corrupt powers of the world, a visible sign of compliance with evil forces. These symbols have captured the imagination of generations, both believers and non-believers, and continue to inspire reflection and contemplation to this day. As we navigate the challenges of the world, let us strive to live in accordance with God's will, bearing His seal in our hearts and actions. Let us resist the temptations and pressures of the world, standing firm in our faith and commitment to Jesus Christ. The distinction between the seal of God and the mark of the beast serves as a powerful reminder of the eternal battle between good and evil, and the importance of choosing the right path in life. 4. The new heaven and new earth, a glorious transformation. The fourth prophecy opens up a beautiful vision of the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, a divine transformation that will take place after the final judgment. Revelation 21:1-2 affirms, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband." This new creation will be a place of unparalleled beauty and holiness, free from sin and suffering. The new Jerusalem, descending from heaven, symbolizes the fulfillment of God's promise to dwell among His people. It will be a city of pure gold, with streets like transparent glass, reflecting the glory of God. This city will be a beacon of hope, a testament to God's redemptive power and His unwavering love for humanity. In this holy city, there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. Revelation 21:4 assures us, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." This vision of a renewed creation offers hope and comfort, a promise of eternal joy and peace for all who believe. It is a profound reminder that the trials and tribulations of this world are temporary, and that a glorious future awaits those who remain faithful to God. The new heaven and new earth will be a testament to God's redemptive power, transforming the world into a paradise where His presence is felt in every corner. It will be a community of righteousness, a place where believers can experience the fullness of God's love and grace. As we look forward to this glorious transformation, let us live our lives in accordance with His will, preparing our hearts for the eternal joy that awaits. The creation of the new heaven and new earth signifies the completion of God's divine plan, a restoration of His original creation. It is the fulfillment of promises made in the Old and New Testaments, a testament to His faithfulness and love. In Isaiah 65:17-18, God declares, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy." In this new creation, God will dwell among His people, and they will experience a level of closeness and intimacy with Him that is beyond human comprehension. Revelation 21:3 declares, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. This prophecy offers a glimpse into the divine future that awaits believers, a future where we will live in perfect harmony with God and one another. It is a call to live our lives with a sense of purpose and hope, knowing that our faith and obedience to God will be rewarded with eternal joy and peace. As we anticipate the fulfillment of this prophecy, let us strive to embody the values and teachings of Jesus Christ, reflecting his love and grace in all that we do. 5. The Tree of Life, a symbol of eternal renewal. The fifth and final prophecy is the reappearance of the Tree of Life in the New Jerusalem. This tree, first mentioned in the Garden of Eden, symbolizes eternal life and the renewal of God's creation. Revelation 22:2 describes it. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The tree of life will provide sustenance and healing, a constant reminder of God's eternal provision. Its presence in the New Jerusalem signifies the restoration of what was lost through Adam's disobedience. It represents the culmination of God's redemptive plan, offering believers the gift of eternal life. This tree, with its abundant fruit and healing leaves, will be a source of life and renewal for all who dwell in the holy city. The Tree of Life calls us to reflect on the divine plan that has guided humanity through the ages. It is a symbol of hope and renewal, a promise that God's love will triumph over sin and death. The reappearance of the Tree of Life in the New Jerusalem signifies the restoration of the paradise that was lost in the Garden of Eden. It is a testament to God's faithfulness and his unwavering commitment to redeem and restore his creation. As we contemplate the reappearance of the Tree of Life, let us draw closer to God, finding strength and inspiration in his word. This divine revelation reminds us of his unending love and the glorious future that awaits those who remain faithful. In a world filled with uncertainty and turmoil, let us anchor our hearts in the promises of our Lord, Jesus Christ, and live each day with the hope and anticipation of his return. In the New Jerusalem, the Tree of Life will stand as a beacon of hope and renewal. It will be a symbol of God's provision and his eternal love for his people. The leaves of the tree, described as being for the healing of the nations, signify the complete restoration and reconciliation that will take place in this new creation. There will be no more division, no more pain, and no more suffering. The Tree of Life will be a testament to the peace and harmony that will reign in the New Jerusalem. Revelation 22:14 emphasizes the blessedness of those who will have access to the Tree of Life. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the Tree of Life and may go through the gates into the city. This promise is a call to live a life of purity and righteousness, to remain steadfast in our faith, and to keep our hearts and minds focused on God. The Tree of Life also serves as a reminder of the eternal nature of God's kingdom. It symbolizes the continuity of life and the unending provision of God. As we look forward to this glorious future, let us hold fast to our faith, knowing that our efforts and sacrifices in this life are not in vain. The Tree of Life is a promise of eternal joy and fulfillment, a testament to the glorious future that awaits those who remain faithful to God. As we contemplate these five prophecies, let us draw closer to God, finding strength and inspiration in his word. These divine revelations remind us of his unending love and the glorious future that awaits those who remain faithful. In a world filled with uncertainty and turmoil, let us anchor our hearts in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ and live each day with the hope and anticipation of his return. In the words of Revelation 22:20, he who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." May our hearts be ever ready, our faith unwavering, and our spirits lifted by the divine prophecies that are about to be fulfilled. Let us live our lives in the light of these promises, always prepared for the glorious return of our Savior. As we anticipate the fulfillment of these prophecies, let us strive to embody the teachings of Jesus Christ, reflecting his love and grace in all that we do.